Welcome to episode 506 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel advisors, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. When you think of all-inclusive resorts, the name Sandals is usually the first thing that comes to mind. Since 1981, Sandals Resorts have been leading the Caribbean in all-inclusive industry by offering guests more amenities, more luxury, more innovations, and more choices than any other beach resort. Their properties are located on some of the most sought-after stretches of sand in the world, including Jamaica, the Bahamas, St. Lucia, Grenada, Barbados, Antigua, and now Curaçao. In 2022, Sandals Resorts opened Sandals Royal Curaçao, and our fellow Outlander travel advisor, Anna, had a chance to visit this amazing new resort and wants to tell you all about it. So let's get started.
Yay!
Nice! A new Sandals. They've been popping up quite a bit over the last few years, so glad to see they're back in expansion mode after COVID's over. So I hear you had a little drama getting there. You want to tell us about that?
I did, yes. So apparently Miami decided to get, I don't know, like 14 inches of rain within just a few hours period when I was supposed to.
That was the weekend you went, huh?
It was. Yeah, uh-huh. I left on a Wednesday out of Greensboro, and Miami was my connection. Never made it out of Greensboro because Miami was on a ground stop. So after standing in the line multiple times, and they ended up rerouting me to New York. So,
you should have had a really great travel agent take care of it for you.
Exactly. I had a stop in JFK, actually an overnight. So that was interesting. And then flew out the next morning. So I got there a day late.
Is it nonstop from JFK to Curaçao?
It is, yes. Yes.
I don't normally like to go north to go south.
I don't either. But in a pinch, that was the only option. Yeah. So I took the only option and got there a day late. But I got there. So that was quite interesting. It messed up a lot of people.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
All right. So you finally arrive in Curaçao. Now, we know that most Sandals resorts have a Sandals lounge at the airport. Is this true in Curaçao as well?
Yes. Now, I actually did not even have a chance to go in the lounge. Literally, they were waiting for me. They knew that I was arriving. So I walked up to the little stand, and they said, are you Knight? And I said, yes, I am. He said, go outside. We're ready. And the motor coach was outside, and they whisked me out there. So I really didn't even go anywhere. Wow. I just took the stand out to the motor coach. So, and then on our way,
I think I remember that that's how mine went really
was
fast
it?
Too. They're pretty on
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They were Johnny on the spot. That's for sure. Yeah.
Nice. And how far is it from
such a harrowing visit to get there?
Do what now?
That's good that since you had such a harrowing way to get there that, you know, it's good when things work the way they're supposed
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. I totally agree. George, it was about 45 minutes from the airport. I was told that in my research, it was about 45 minutes to an hour. I think it took about 45 minutes. Probably depends on traffic, time of day, stuff like that, but it was about 45 minutes, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. And you didn't opt for the helicopter transfer?
I did not. No.
Is that an option there?
You know, I don't even know that it is, but if it was, I don't think I wanted to get on another aircraft at that point. I was done with flying.
Yeah, probably not.
How is the road? Is it like one of those curvy mountainy roads, or is it pretty good?
It was once you and Lindsay can probably speak on this.
I got car sick.
Oh,
Okay. Yeah. Driving like through the city area, it wasn't as bad, but once you got on into the kind of quieter roads, and especially once you got kind of like in the, on the property, I mean, it was kind of winding through there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad. Maybe take a Bonine or a Dramamine and you'd be fine.
And don't eat shrimp at the airport.
Well, maybe it's a good thing you skipped the lounge.
To be fair, it might have been the shrimp I had at the airport, but I was so sick on that ride.
So did you get nervous when the driver told all of you on the right side to get on the left side because the road was so narrow? And no. I can tell you that the ride down to South Coast was like that.
Oh, in Jamaica?
There's a couple of things like you're looking over the edge, making sure the tires are still on the road.
I have done that ride. That's a scary ride.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. I think that's just part of the added spice.
When I went to South Coast, it was a long time ago, and I guess there was a main road that was washed out, and I was the only one on the transfer at like 3 a.m. back to the airport, and I was like, you know, if this guy drives off of a mountain, no one's going to know. They're not going to know where to look for me. That's the things going through my mind on that trip. That was crazy. Yeah. I think they have a better road to there now, though, so it's okay. Yeah.
All right, so you're on the bus. Mm-hmm. Your 45-minute transfer is done. You pull up to the resort. What's your first impressions?
Well, there was a whole, when we pulled up, there was a whole staff of people ready to greet us and welcome us home. Because, you know, that's Sandals' thing, welcome home. Yep. And they took our luggage and whisked us inside to get checked in. And it was lovely, because at that point I was exhausted. I was like, take my luggage, please. I'm done.
Chilled lemongrass scented towels.
Yes, I walked into the lobby, which is, I think they have just one of the most beautiful lobbies. I walked in and, they immediately give you, you know, a cold towel and a drink. Blue Curacao, of course. They give you a cocktail.
Of course.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, it was a really pleasant experience when we arrived.
So how does this resort compare in size to some of the other Sandals in Jamaica?
No, I haven't been to a ton of them in Jamaica, but this to me, and again, Lindsay, I know you've been to multiple resorts as well. This to me is a smaller resort. It felt smaller to me. It doesn't feel like a huge resort. Do you get the same vibe, Lindsay?
So I do. I like the layout of this resort. It is not laid out like a typical Sandals because it was previously in another life, something else. But I do think it is more of a mid-size for them. Mm-hmm. And I only say that because like I've been to almost all, I think I've got two more and then I'll have been to all of them. They typically have, you know, they want to, the priority is to give you your own space in these areas. And so they'll kind of spread the buildings a little farther away from the water. And I think one of the things I liked about this was that it was kind of all out there. There is a little bit of space in between one end and the other end. And so they have those bikes that you can take.
Yeah, I did see those. Ride. I didn't ride one, but I did see some people riding those. Those look
and
fun.
I didn't even tell myself. But it's not so big that it's going to be overpowering, but I think it has enough space to it that you're not going to feel. And that's a theme for all of their properties, really, is that where you don't feel like you're on top of everybody.
Right. But I also felt, you know, going from one place to another, I didn't feel like I was walking forever and ever and ever. I didn't really need a bike, it's a very walkable, very, you know, it's, I really like it. Yeah. It's a good size.
So it's fairly flat, pretty easy to get around
for
people with maybe have mobility issues.
Yeah.
All right, because I got to tell you, I visited Sandals Le Toc in St. Lucia, and you know, a mountain goat had a hard time there.
They had golf carts to take you to some of this.
Correct me if I'm misremembering, Anna, because I was there last year, and I might have forgotten, but I do believe they have zero entry in the main pool.
Yes, they do.
That was
one of the
zero entry.
Yep, they do.
Yeah, and they've got a really cool tiered pool system.
Yeah, they've got like the double
aquarium.
Yeah, like the double decker, whatever you would call it, the infinity pool. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
Great. So you're at the resort. You go down to your room. Do you remember what category room you had and what your impressions were?
I do, actually. I was in a, I'm going to so butcher this name. It's the CLX.
It's all right. They'll probably change it before they say it.
Carissa, something luxury, partial ocean view. I guess this room category is either a partial ocean view or a tropical view. I had a tropical view, and then I was right above the swim up rooms. So it was a really beautiful, beautiful view. I think it's really one of their entry level rooms, but it was absolutely beautiful. It was a beautiful room.
That's good, because I got clients that I booked actually yesterday.
Oh, good.
In that same room.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really liked it a lot. It was a very beautiful room.
Did you have like a tranquility soaking tub?
No, I didn't. No? Nope. Okay. Nope. I had a nice balcony, and it was very lovely. But no, I didn't have a tranquility tub, but...
I think on these trips it's kind of a good thing you don't get them, because you just want to be in the tub. It's more of a tragedy when it's there and you can't use it.
Yeah.
Where did you eat? Because I love the specialty restaurant.
Okay, so
there. I love
so I only had I was only there, I got there a day late, so that knocked out a night. So I was only there for 3 nights, so I really tried to do what I could. I did go to Butch's Steakhouse. There are 2 restaurants there that require reservations, and one of them is Butch's. And that was absolutely fantastic. They have a dessert there called the Willy Wonka Brulee. I don't know if you had that when you were there, but it's like a chocolate chip Bailey's brulee with caramel popcorn and toasted marshmallow on top.
That is awful, Anna. Now I have to go there.
And I'm sitting here describing it, and I want to go back. And
is that just at Butch's? Do you have to go to Butch's to get that?
That's where it was. Now I don't know if you could get it anywhere else, but that's what was on the menu. We actually ordered all of the desserts on the menu when we were there. That was hands down my absolute favorite.
That's the only way to do it. You got to order one of everything. How else are you going to know?
Yeah, I ordered multiple appetizers and just a little bit of everything. So, we also ate, and I don't know if you ate there, the Mediterranean.
That
was phenomenal.
And I love Vincent's.
Okay, I didn't get to go to Vincent's.
The restaurants, the dining, and if you are very familiar with Sandals, you know that they're kind of known for the variety of dining, but this is even more unique in comparison to the other resorts, because they do bring in a lot of the local flavor, and they also have the program where, with the butler package, where you get money on an account to go eat at one of the local restaurants down the beach.
Very nice.
Which is so cool, because it's bringing in that local flavor and the local culture. And I personally felt that their specialty restaurants at this property were a little hipper, like a little younger style to it, and that nice fusion food, just great food, great food, great options, and something truly unique. So if you're somebody who's been to all the Sandals and you've been there and done that and you've eaten all the stuffs, and this is something new to try for the foodies.
Well, I like that they you know, because food trucks are such a big thing now, and food trucks are everywhere, and I like that they're doing the food trucks. I even my sister was at Sandals South Coast recently, and they did not have food trucks when I was there a few years ago, but they have food trucks there now. She was telling me so. Apparently, that's becoming a thing. But they did have food trucks there, so I did go there and eat. That was fun.
That's one of the things that I've always loved most about this brand in particular, is that they do tend to evolve. Mm-hmm. with the times and with the things that the guests are asking for. Mm-hmm. And that food truck, and then even having like more health centric type food at some mm-hmm. restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah,
it's nice. It's part of their constant evolution of always changing. Yeah. Upgrading the rooms and changing the names and changing the design.
Yeah.
It is nice though that they're always refreshing, you know.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you get off property at all, Anna, or did you just stick to there?
We did go off property. It was really fun. We actually did a tour with Island Roots. The head of global sales, David Black, from Island Roots, was there with us. And we did a tour. We started at the Bonbini, I guess that's how you pronounce it, distillery. That's been around since 1896. So we got to go and watch them. They were doing the filling the bottles with the blue curacao. We got to sample three of their liquors, and that was really fun. They actually still have a copper still that they use from 1896. It's still there that they use. It's, wow. It's amazing. And then from there, we went into the city, and they have a floating market there where these ships go into Venezuela. Because, I mean, on a clear day, you can see Venezuela from Curacao. And every other day, these ships bring in these boats. I wouldn't call them ships, but they're boats. Bring in tons of produce. And that was absolutely amazing. We bought some, we stopped there and just kind of browsed around a little bit. And then David Black with Island Roots, he said, I really want some more mango. I said, I really want some mango too. He said, well, let's go back and get some. I said, okay. So he and I walked back to the market and back to the same vendor that he got some fruit from when we were there the first time. And we bought some mangoes, and the vendor said, well, you should try this. And David said, oh, is that passion fruit? And he was like, yeah. And David said, that's the biggest passion fruit I've ever seen. So the guy cuts it open and sticks two straws in it. And so David and I are drinking the juice out of the passion fruit. And he says, oh, well, you got to try this. And the guy takes a coconut and he cracks the coconut open and he pours the coconut water into the passion fruit. And he said, now you have to try it. So then we tried that, which was absolutely amazing. Then he took the coconut and put it in a bag and just started beating it on the ground to break it up and sent it with us so that we could eat the, was it meat? Isn't that what it's called inside the coconut? Meat? So yep. That we could take it with us and eat it later. That was a really cool experience.
I'm surprised they didn't put some booze in it.
That's what I was waiting for.
Well, I'm like, are they going to put blue curacao on it?
Now try this.
Right. Well, I had some that I had bought. I did have a couple of the local beers there. Those were really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was just a really cool experience.
Cool. It's nice and fresh, and it's something different.
It was. And then I took my mango back to the resort and put it in the mini fridge in my room. And the next day I took it to just the bar in the lounge and I said, hey, can you cut this for me? And they cut it and sliced it and put it on a plate and wrapped it up. And I went and found a shady spot on the beach and had mango juice running down my arms and my face and just sat and ate a huge plate full of mango by myself on the beach. It was fantastic.
That's the best.
Yum.
So the resort's close enough to downtown where you can walk downtown?
No, we actually took a... We actually took transportation down there, so
right.
it wasn't too bad. Not far of a drive, not too bad.
All right,
maybe 30 minutes.
And if you stay,
ish.
If you stay Butler level, you get to use the Mini Coopers. You sign up to use the Mini Coopers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was not Butler level, so I didn't get to use that.
Next time.
I would want the mini chauffeur so I don't have to drive. That's cool though. Nice. Do you remember if they had the restaurant with the sushi? Is it called Soy?
It's not Soy. It's they do have a sushi restaurant there.
It's got the little cat. It's got the little cat symbol. I can see the sign.
I love that. Just go grab a little bit of sushi before your dinner. You know,
it's gatsu.
There we go.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. And Lindsay, don't they have a like I don't want to say a mascot, but there's like a kind of a statue at the beginning.
Yes.
Go in. It's like an auntie,
sister. It's like the big sister, and I'm totally going to. I know I talked about it when we did the podcast before, but I can't remember the name. I just need to go back to Curacao. I'm a remedial learner.
Need to do it several times. Hmm. Yeah.
So, what is her name? But it's a beautiful story, and it's such a big part of their culture. You know, you know how we have the iconic everywhere you go. Every city has the iconic symbol that's painted and decorated by a local artist. Mm-hmm. There's one there that's decorated with the kind of that Dutch style, the blue and white. Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy that I cannot remember the name. But it means big sister. She's the one who takes care of the family. And she's very revered.
Yeah, they had the figures in the gift shops when we were there on the cruise too. I remember. It's kind of all over the island, right?
Chi-Chi's. Are they called Chi-Chi's? God, I really hope so. I just screamed some.
Nope, that's okay.
I'm looking all over. I can't find it anywhere.
Big sister. Chi-Chi is the... Papamento word for big sister, representing the eldest daughter of the family who binds the family together in a loving and caring way. She is much appreciated female role model in the Caribbean community of today and very lively part of the colorful heritage in Curacao. So, Chi-Chi's.
That's cool.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful symbolism. And just one other way that I think that this particular property does bring in a little bit more of the local flavor. And I personally really like that Sandals has made it a point to.
Yeah, I like that too, because it's kind of unique to encourage you to get off property, like you were saying.
Experience the culture, to experience people and the food and the music and really, you know, kind of dispel some of those myths that people have about if you go to an all-inclusive, you can't really experience any authentic I think there's enough room there for both, and especially in a property like this.
And do they have all the usual stuff there, the scuba diving, the weddings?
So I don't know, Anna, did you do any of the I paddle boarded for the first time there.
I've never paddle boarded there.
Wow.
I didn't on this trip. I was there briefly last year, just for a day. I did paddleboard then. I did not paddleboard on this trip, but I have before, and it's the water's so calm there.
Yeah, it's a good place to learn, especially I'm a big chicken. And if it hadn't been for sandals and beaches, I would never have been like there. The only reason why I know how to Hobie cat, the only reason why I've done any of that stuff is because of how safe and how fun and easy and accessible mm-hmm. it is to learn.
Yeah.
In these places. So
I just feel like I've gotten my center of gravity is off or something, but like I'm not a paddleboard person. I've tried it once.
I didn't even fall.
Oh, I ended up in the drink. It was not pretty. Then you have to hoist yourself back up on the thing.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, the problem was like, once you got to put, like I was like, all right, this is a little too much use of muscle that my lazy self does.
My sister did a head stand on the paddleboard when she was in South Coast last week. A headstand.
She's one of those people that would like paddleboard with her dog on there and stuff. Like, I don't know how these people do it.
My little sister's out there with her little dog on their little paddleboard.
I don't get it.
Mine would sink the whole.
Your dog would need a life jacket though, because they're so dense. Several life jackets.
And a butler. Right. She'd need a butler. Let's just
there you go. Anna, any last minute thoughts about Sandals Royal Curacao?
If you haven't been, you should go. it really is a stunning property. I know Lindsay will agree. It's a beautiful property. I definitely would recommend it. I definitely want to go back.
So
and spend longer than 3 nights. Maybe I'll get there on time this time.
I was there for a week and I still felt like it wasn't long enough. I felt like I needed I think I was there for eight. I should have stayed longer. They were building, what do they call them? I want to call them rondavals, but they're the rondavals with the patio on the roof when I was there. So those should have been completed.
I was late, I missed the resort tour. Yeah. Well, I did get to do a resort tour last year, last August. So I felt like I didn't miss out on too much because I had done the resort tour and did get to see not that room category, but the ones that are right next to the infinity pool that have your own private pool. I forget what the room category is called, but they're very swanky. They're very lovely.
Yes, the watch your neighbors be naughty outside.
They're quite stunning. I did get to see those. But I didn't get to see what the one you're talking about.
Well, Anna, we've got to go back. It was probably one of my most fun. I've enjoyed every Sandals trip I've ever been on, but that was probably my favorite of the destination.
Probably because you got to dig in and stay so long, you know, and really get do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to get the local, cause I really want to eat where the locals eat. And I want to, that part of this made it just that much more special.
Okay.
So let's go. Let's go, right. Andy. Let's
put it on the calendar.
Let's go. Sounds like an agency trip.
Sounds fantastic.
A retreat.
I'm sure Elizabeth would sanction that.
No, we won't tell her.
All right. On that note, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again, Anna, for taking time out to tell us about your great Sandals experience. Woo! And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.